So relax and enjoy. This meditation is called the security raft. I want you to feel yourself floating on your back in warm water. Unafraid, looking up at the sky and the clouds, you feel at one with God. However, your eyes soon get a little burned and your back gets tired. But you are not too sure about turning over, because you're not sure you can swim. You're in a quandary, as we are in life. Keep floating, or take a chance and turn over. The thing is, on your back, you can't see where you're going. Everything is out of perspective, just as it is in life. It is very disenchanting, this singular view that does not give the whole truth about where you are. There is no landscape, no connection to the earth. In your mind, the intellect and emotion are fighting, as they constantly do. Is it better to float or not? You cannot relax. Are there rapids ahead? Trees along the bank? So you decide finally to turn over. You don't know what else to do. And all of a sudden you can see both sides of the shore, the trees silhouetted against the sky, the rocks, the current, soft eddies, and the deer on the riverbanks. It all seems to come toward you. You start to sink, so you begin dog paddling furiously. And you realize that no matter how exhausting this is, it is far better than floating. Being nothing. As you get more tired, a relaxation suddenly comes. Even if you do sink, it was worth it just to catch a glimpse of all the beauty around you. Just when it seems that all hope is gone, a raft comes towards you as if pushed by a giant hand. You are so exhausted that you almost cry with relief as you grab the raft. Ah, what a wondrous feeling of security. What exhilaration. As always, it is you and your God alone. And at your darkest, most exhausted moment, there is always a raft. The raft is what all of us are to each other. It shows the rider all the different views. We hold on to the raft as we grasp hands in love and care for each other. This one is called the duality. I want to discuss a basic truth that is too often ignored. Meditate on the following during the coming week and see if it does not change your entire outlook on life. It is this. Everything in nature is reproduced dually. All the ancients understood the power of duality. Only Earth's patriarchal societies have created unbalancing schisms. If there is a father god, then there is a mother god. If there is a divine male principle, then there is a divine female principle. It must be so. Think back to all the times when you've heard that humanity was created in the image and likeness of God. Surely this concept of duality has occurred to you. If you want to become more psychic or increase your control over a creative force, you must come to grips with a point that your individual makeup is both feminine and masculine. Furthermore, if you are in a female body and you're made of the mother principle, then this has even greater ramifications. We must recognize that each and every woman and man must pray to and give homage and respect to both the feminine and the masculine principles. Of course, this is outside of us. Reciprocation is a spiritual necessity. If you do not aspire to glorify and strengthen both the feminine and masculine principles, you're only going to make yourself lopsided. Then you will never truly move ahead spiritually. The next one is called Blessing of the Mother. This is what we call our morning enlightenment. Although it has nothing to do with morning, it's just called that. Feel yourself on cool grass. You are walking toward what we call the Hall of Enlightenment. This is a very Grecian-looking building with walls of gold. I want you to feel your bare feet going up the steps, then see a huge blue room. A wonderful blue light emanates from an area near the ceiling. I want you to feel yourself now. Just yourself. No one is there except you. You begin to advance towards a gorgeous golden beam. You are aware of a light and a presence. At first, when you approach, you don't feel it. But as you get closer, you feel a golden light emanating from the beam. The top of your head begins to open, and you bask in the familiar light of the Father before you. You have always loved Him, and you feel His unbending, unyielding love for you. Now His arms extend, and you feel Him enclose you. Oh, your heart swells, and with your feeling for God the Father and the love that you and He share. Be careful to keep breathing, because during this period of ecstasy, you may forget to. As soon as you step back a few steps, you are aware of the gorgeous figure of the Mother God. Here, the warmth is much friendlier, is much closer, and the hug is more friendly. Because she is emotion. You reach up and she embraces you in her arms. There is such a warmth and love that emanates, coupled with beauty and motherliness. You step back and feel the golden key of love emblazoned upon your chest. It has been pressed against you from our wonderful, glorious, blessed, omnipotent God and Goddess. They love you with an all-encompassing love, and nothing you ever do will diminish it. The joy of that love makes your soul sing, and it really takes away all the worries and anxieties of everyday life. This one is called the Lotus. Place your hands upward on your thighs and relax. As you go into the meditation, you are going to say an extra prayer for anyone you can help with anything. You're going to blend with a circle of other people around you to create love and healing right now. I would advise you to tell anyone for whom you say a prayer what you've done next time you see them and see if they don't feel a lift to validate it. Bring a silver curtain down around you, but do not let the curtain be open-ended at the bottom. Make an imaginary knot that goes beneath your